This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, congratulations to our friend Desiree for winning that pair of tickets to the 15th annual Bachelor Auction for this Saturday night at Anthology. More chances to win those all this week, plus... If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can go to cscrochester.org to purchase those for Saturday. We can't wait to see you guys. Being without your significant other for an entire week has got to be tough.
No, I'm panicking.
I know, I struggle with that.
Week, month, year, 3 years, 7 years. I'm panicking because this is the first time I've been dealing with this with my current relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it. And my girlfriend's gone until Thursday, left Saturday.
See ya!
It's also another layer, given the fact that I'm living with her brother.
I was going to ask you, how's that relationship between the two of you going? Now this is a lot more time that you have on your hands to just hang out with her younger bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really see him that much, which is great.
It sounds like you guys are bonding. That's
respectfully
great.
Of course.
No, but, of course.
No, we're basically two ships of the night. But
does he listen to the show?
I don't think so. I don't know if he knows I'm on the radio.
Well, that's all. Yeah, you guys.
Who
don't
knows? Talk. Honestly,
you guys. He's living with the girl on the radio.
Doesn't even know.
He doesn't know it.
He's like, you're in sales, right? I'm like, yeah. But I just feel like there's when your relationship reaches a point where you have to spend time apart. There's this sense of appreciation for one another when that time comes. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, or maybe I'm just the only one.
But I just never understood the relationships where somebody doesn't give their partner a chance to miss them because they're so far up their ass 24/7.
Right. Well, I mean, like when you are living together, it's hard to give someone the opportunity to miss you because where are you going?
You can't go get a hotel for the night?
What? What? Who's getting a hotel?
One of you.
Why would you do that?
To have some space?
No, I'm not blowing $300 on a hotel to have some space.
I'm just not really sure how this whole thing.
Yeah, we know. It's evident. It's very evident. No, I just feel like, I mean, she's thick in her, you know, second job, which is requiring a lot of travel. Yeah. And it's this. It'll be the next weekend after that. And then the next weekend after that. And I'm like...
Out of town?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get all the free time you got.
I know. What do you... So in that time...
What do you plan on doing?
I've been sitting a lot and watching copious amounts of TV.
Oh, my God. Breezy, it's beautiful out. What are you doing inside?
It wasn't yesterday. It was very brutal out yesterday. It was freezing. So I was like, yeah, I'm staying inside. Thank you so much.
Well, 61 and sunny today. So how are you going to spend your time without your significant other, without your baby?
Today, I'm going to absolutely get after it. And when I say get after it, I'm going to just gallivant on Park Ave.
Share with our beautiful listeners the... pet names that you have for your girlfriend.
Babe, baby, Patrice, Patsy, Rebecca.
Well, who are these people? Rebecca, Patty, Patrice, Patricia. Does she know how to respond?
Yeah, she... So
it's got to be tough finding her in a crowd of people.
We actually call each other Patrice. I don't know. I don't really know why. I can't really tell you why.
It's just you love using that as a typical, instead of using Karen,
Yeah.
It's an old fashioned, I'm going to pull a Karen on you. You replace it with Patrice.
Patrice. Yeah. So, not very typical nicknames, but like, we're apart, right? And I'm calling her every 5 seconds. I'm like, Patrice, my stomach hurts. She's like, all right, what do you want me to do about that? I'm in Florida. I'm like, it's so selfish of you to not be here for me in my time of need. She's of like, course. Let me get on a plane and come on home. Does anyone else feel like a sense of resentment towards their partner when they leave?
Does anyone not miss their partner when they leave? 585-252-9800. Like, if they go away, are you excited about that? Or,
cause I feel
you have to understand, Breezy's in a brand new relationship. I'm assuming after a certain amount of time, you're no longer going to feel that way. Yes?
I feel like yes. Like, I feel like when she first left, I was like, not excited. I don't want to say excited, but I was like, okay, this will give us the opportunity to miss each other. And after the first day, I was like, so I'm over this.
The door closes. You're like, okay, I'm going to miss you. Party.
Woo! I truly do feel like so much sadness right now.
Plus, you got that California king that I'm sure feels a little bit empty.
Which is hard because like when your significant other's out of town and you guys share a king bed, I'm still just sleeping on my side of the bed. Should I have slept in the center? Like, it just feels odd to me.
Sleeping in the center is hard to do, even right. When you're single. Like, I always sleep on the left side of the bed. And I have a pretty nice bed, but the right side doesn't get touched. And I'll tell you what, in the morning, In the morning, it's so much easier to make the bed. It's like, bada bing, bada boom. Isn't that crazy that that's my first thought?
Literally.
Oh, look at this text. Who's this guy? Chad? Is his name Chad? I don't miss my girlfriend when she's not around. Sometimes she won't even cross my mind until I get a call from her late in the day asking what I'm up to and why I haven't called or texted.
Oh, Chad, tell us you're madly in love without telling us you're madly in love. Maddie's here. She said, I love when my husband travels as it gives me time to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I have fewer dishes to wash.
No dishwasher?
I know, right? What? The husband's like, no, we don't believe in that. You're the dishwasher.
It is a luxury. I will say that.
Yes.
I haven't washed a dish since I moved into my place a year ago. It's been phenomenal. What's up? Yes, is this person? We got a couple of the ladies texting in. I miss my boyfriend. As soon as he walks out the door, he likes to travel a lot for work. But it's usually me that misses him, not the opposite. I'm sure he misses you. I think women just express it a little bit more.
Right.
Maybe I miss you. I wish you were here. I
miss you so much.
Anyways, me and the girls are going out to Vinyl tonight. I'll call you later.
No call. No text. Her location's not home. They're like, wait, what? What's happening? Why are you on East Ave? At 3 a.m. Well, these things happen.
People are still going on
Maybe
East Ave.
Maybe I lost my phone. Yeah.
Oh, God.
But
there's nothing to do in this city except go to these breweries, which, by the way, another one opened up. Remember Rock Brewing?
Yeah.
On what street is that?
I don't know. Somewhere in the city.
It's right there. You know. Well, yeah. Now it's a brewery. They turned it into something else.
What? So it's not Rock Brewery anymore?
No. No, it's not.
Everything here is so short-lived.
God, I hope our show isn't one of them.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 KXY.
Vibrant color. Oratory skills. A deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece
Theater. This is a classic film. It's not even a classic film. It's just a great film. I love these type of movies. It's almost like, remember when Napoleon Dynamite blew up?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody heard of it. It was an independent film with a small budget, but right. It did so well that now it's one of the best films ever from 2004. And of course, that entire decade.
Mm-hmm.
But today's movie, 585-252-9800, if you know the name of it, we're going to act out a scene for Moosterpiece Theater. Breezy will go home tonight, watch the film, and bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. Here's the situation, Breezy. we're best friends. And we had a falling out.
Even more classic.
Now you're doing everything possible to try and win this friendship back because you need my character to help you succeed in your dreams.
Okay.
This is a huge opportunity. You broke my character's heart, and now you're coming into his place of work where he's working, and you're trying to win him back. So it's a little bit of an arc here, but it becomes a little bit emotional. I'm sure you'll know where that is when reading the script, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get right into it. Lights, camera, action! Go ahead.
Dear Romeo, that's my homeo. Where art thou, my dear Romeo? Look, I know I'm a piece of absolute garbage, and I'm sorry. I am. I'm sorry.
You really need to check yourself.
I miss you. Miss hanging out. Miss making music together. Look, I know I lost my mind for a minute there. Do you think you want to go to the diner after work, please?
I don't know. I'll think about it. Under one condition, though. Enough with the hating and the negativity, okay? That crap is toxic and you know it.
I know. Chill. Damn. I've just been going through a lot of stuff, you feel me? It's tough on these streets, you feel me?
Promise me.
I promise.
Yo, what's good with that Prince of Darkness? Don't think I don't know what's going on between you two, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Chill. There's nothing wrong with a little sexual tension. It's good for the group in this rap game, you know what I'm saying? This press will eat it up. Just don't forget about me, okay?
You'll always be my number one son, you feel me? You understand?
Yeah, I feel you.
Do you? Oh, God. Oh, God. This is just too much. Give me my tampons. This is just too much. Ah!
Ah! Oh, there she goes.
Ah!
Running out of the pharmacy. Ah. Cut. Somebody guessed that this was Frozen. That could not be more...
Oh, tale as old as time.
This is a really great guess,
they
though.
They weren't friends. They were sisters.
They were... That's all right, Breezy. Do you have an idea of what this could possibly be?
No.
I don't think anybody else will either, to be quite honest with you.
You're like, it's a classic. Nobody's heard of it. Not one person. An absolute classic.
It's every single film we do every single week on the show. I want to just tell you guys what it is. The name of this movie is called Patty Cakes. Came out in 2017, starring Danielle McDonald. She's been in a bunch of stuff. So has a couple of the other people who have acted in this film. But it's a girl from New Jersey. She hates her hometown. Think of a modern day version of 8 Mile.
Okay.
Okay. She just wants to be a rapper.
Just wants to be a rapper.
And but she's
it's a
hate.
Girl.
Yes, she's hating on. But she, you know,
wow.
She overcomes the hate. But you got to watch the whole thing tonight. Bring it in tomorrow for your review. I think you're really, really going to like this one.
Okay, fair enough.
And let me know what you think of the scene that you and I did.
Wait, this person guessed Airheads. What's Airheads?
I think Adam Sandler was in that movie. Brendan Fraser? Yeah, right? Airheads? Back in the 80s?
94. Yeah.
Is Adam Sandler in it?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
And Brendan, whatever his name
Fraser.
Is.
Fraser. I think that's actually a really good guess, unfortunately.
That's not true.
No, I'm so sorry. All right, Breezy. Patty Cakes. That's the movie. We'll get to your review coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 61 for the high today. And yes, the sun is out. Is it a huge red flag if the guy you're dating tends to go out on a Monday night? Our listener, Abby, not a fan of men who think that Monday is a night to hit the streets. And here's why. If you agree with Abby, please tell us why, because she's very passionate about this topic.
With the exception of yesterday, of course.
With the exception of St. Patrick's Day. Landing on Monday yesterday. Hi, Moose and Breezy. This is a passion topic for me. Here's why. I would love for you to share this because I'm interested in hearing what others have to say about it. But if the guy you're dating is going out on a Monday night, yes, a Monday, then you people should take a closer look at the person they're actually with. I get yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and that's fine and all, but you had the entire weekend to celebrate with the parade going on. The guy I've been seeing is great, works hard, but I can't help be turned off by grown men who think getting drunk on a Monday is responsible, which is one of the reasons we stopped dating. What exactly are you celebrating after one day back at work? Who else is out on a Monday night? Not exactly the most put together crowd. If that's his scene, it might say a lot about his lifestyle and social circle. Once, maybe every 6 months or so. But if it's a pattern, then run far away. Guys partying on a Monday night is a giant red flag. I promise you will thank me later. That message came in from our listener, Abby. 585-252-9800 if you agree or disagree with this. Here's the thing I have. Is it a red flag? Because there are people who tend to work all weekend long, and then, you know, their Tuesday night they might have off, so Monday night is their Saturday night.
Right.
Some people work all weekend. That's the only free night they have, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think she took that into account.
Is that the case for him, though? He's only free on Mondays?
Couldn't tell. No, I don't think so.
Then, yeah, I don't think there's an excuse there. I think Monday, especially if you're, like, getting serious about someone or dating someone, like...
It's a bad luck.
Going out on a Monday when you could be, like, I don't know, hanging and getting ready for the week with the person that you're seeing is kind of weird. It just goes to... You know the whole term, like, you're an unmade bed?
Yeah.
It's kind of setting yourself up for failure for the rest of the week. Let's go get sloshed on a Monday? Why? Yes.
Well, Mondays are very important to get your week in order, but not everyone would agree with that. Liz is texting in and says, I completely disagree with this girl. Monday nights is usually the best time to go out if you don't want to be around drunk idiots, and you also don't want to be around a bunch of drunk people. Well, they got a lot of specials on Mondays. I don't know too many places that are even open on a Monday.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that are like, it's not even worth it for us to be open on a Monday when it comes to like
Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, like Monday and Tuesdays are typically out of commission. Who's this? So is this girl implying that if a guy you are dating goes out on a Monday night, that's an automatic sign he doesn't work hard? Because my husband works 6 days a week, including Sundays. Monday night is his only chance to actually get out of the house and do something. We've been married for 12 years. I guess she's disagreeing with Abby on that one. I've seen a lot of people, and it depends on where you live too. If you live in a much bigger city, people are out every night of the week.
It's definitely preference. I also think that, I mean, it depends on the weather too. Like if it's the first gorgeous day and it falls on a Monday, like, yeah, I'm going to go out.
I don't know what it is. Depending on the day, the day of the week doesn't even matter. If the sun's out, I automatically just want to start sipping tequila.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
Today might be one of those days.
It might be. It might be a gallivant down Park Ave kind of day.
People will absolutely be sitting outside. I know. Do you have to get absolutely trashed? No. But blame the sun. It's the sun's fault. I kind of agree with this girl. I was dating a guy who would get plastered on a Monday night. And yeah, he has a job. He works. But it's just a bad look. It was a turnoff for me. Mm. It came in from Jess. And then Michelle says, ask any bartender or server where to go. Monday's usually industry night. All the front-end staff usually have off, so they go out partying. And yes, that includes me. So the girl who wrote in can kick rocks. That's right. We forget about the bartenders who are working Friday and Saturday.
We do.
What do they do?
We do forget about them.
How? You're a bartender.
I haven't bartended in like 2 years. But yeah, I mean, I also have like another job, so
that's
can't
true.
Really be can't really be blowing them back, you know what I mean,
sure,
on a Monday.
Right.
So
what are you up at, you know, 4:30? Yeah, right, of course.
No, for sure. This person says, I think Abby needs to try a glass of wine after work and maybe a little joint-ski. Oh wow.
Oh yep.
Not them calling her uptight.
Not this person speaking my language. Little red wine, little...
Not you texting in.
That's exactly what needs to take place.
Hilarious.
You listen, any night of the week, you could have a good time, depending on what you're doing.
See,
is it responsible, though?
I'm not a, like, go home and drink a glass of wine girl. I'm not a drink by myself girl. No,
well, you're the type of person where if you are going to drink, you have to get absolutely hammered. And I disagree with that.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. Why? Why can't you just sit
worth it.
And enjoy?
It's not worth it. It's not like, worth like the...
What do you mean?
Weird slosh in my stomach. If I'm going to do it, I might as well not remember.
I think
it.
You just have to appreciate good alcohol. Like,
I
if
also
there's...
don't like the taste of alcohol, and I'm also allergic. So.
You don't like the taste of alcohol, Breezy. I've been out with you. You throw them back. Like, okay, okay. Like it's the prohibition.
The only things I like are espresso martinis and Malibu diets.
Right.
I'm not going to go up and order a French 75. I'm not going to go up and get a gimlet with a side of, you know. Gimlets, not doing it.
I need a gimlet with a side of gimlets, please. Right. I mean, the rum and Diet Coke that you drink, I mean, it tastes like suntan lotion. I don't know how you enjoy
that. I know. It's like being on a beach at all times. I really just put myself into that mindset. This person is kind of, the person that says she needs a joint ski is kind of calling her uptight and saying that she's the issue.
That is a possibility.
Which I don't necessarily agree with, but...
You could still be responsible and work hard and go out on Monday night if you choose to, instead of going out on a Friday.
Every
Saturday.
Monday night, though? I don't think so. I don't.
Depending on what you're doing. Is it really putting a wedge in your relationship? Only if you let it.
It also depends on what you do for work. Like, obviously, the industry thing with people who work in, like, a restaurant or a kitchen or something
yeah.
like that. But also... If you have meetings and business meetings and that's how you... But Abby, listen, if you can't deal with that, it's time to find a new lover, my queen.
That sounds like that's what she did. She called it quits. Why, babe? Everything was going so great. You went out on Monday.
So it's over for us.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.